it's Alec from the Danks, and you're listening to the Earshot Top 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Wayne Hansen.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Enman, and Wayne Hansen is joining me in studio as Brian is away.
How is it going, Anthony?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
You're looking well.
Thank you. You are looking as well.
Dapper.
Dapper is a word that I could use. Yes.
It's not the word you would choose?
I don't know. You're looking very Hansen. Knee.
Oh, very good. I just figured if Brian is gallivanting, then I'm
oh, then dapper. You can be dapper. I must use $10 words all day, is what
Absolutely.
You're saying. If you missed the first part of the program, we counted down the first 10 of the charts. Now we're about to get into the top 10, as the nice lady told you before we came into the program. And these charts are from earshot-online.com. They're for the week ending Tuesday, August 6th. And Wayne's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
All right, so Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we will play selections from the top 20 over the next 2 hours of the program. And we are about to delve into the top 10. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, blues, and monthly and yearly 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
I love when you always draw out the fine. Fine features.
Fine features.
Sassy molassy. Anyway. Anyway, if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and our Twitter @earshot20. That's our handle. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you can contact us for a feature and
do it.
People like Wayne, for example.
Yeah.
Wayne, you might not know this, but he's not only an incredible radio host.
Wow.
He's also a semi-talented musician. No, I kid. You're good, Wayne. I dig all your stuff.
Thanks.
Except for that one tune.
Oh, there's one you don't like?
Yeah, it's that one that it kind of goes like do 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 do. No, that
doesn't do it for you?
I can't put my finger on it.
I'll work on it.
Okay,
I'll work on it. It's a work in progress.
Awesome. If you could just do spice it up a little.
All right, spice it up. I'll take that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, going to get into the top 10. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to have an interview with Alec from the Danks. We were able to catch up with him, find out what's going on with the band and with their new release. But before we do that, Wayne's going to let you know what's coming in at number 10.
All right, so coming in at number 10, Boards of Canada, Reach for the Dead, down from number 7, but still in the top 10.
Awesome. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Thank you.
Boards of Canada in at number 10 this week on the Earshot 20. And joining us now via phone to talk about the Danks' new album, Gank, is Alec O'Hanley. Alec is on the line. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hello, hello.
Gank is a pretty energized album, lots of great tunes. Stylistically or musically, does it differ from your previous releases?
I think we stretched our legs a little bit with this one. Are You Afraid of the Danks was sort of a one-track mind, whereas we kind of wanted to get a little more psyche with this song, and, you know, kind of we're listening to some David Bowie and some things other than the Buzzcocks this time around. It's got some different stuff in there, for sure.
And what was the recording process like for this album?
It was pretty protracted and difficult, not to say it wasn't fun. We did it in Kensington Market here in Toronto with Jeff McMurrick, who'd done Fucked Up and, Owen Pallett and the Constantines and a bunch of cool Canadiana. It was sort of tough because we had lost our rhythm section a few months prior, and brought some new guys in, and you know, we were still getting a feel for each other. We've since regained our drummer. He moved up to Toronto from Prince Edward Island, so things are full steam ahead now. But at the time, the record was quite a little pain in the behind.
But you made it through, and now you have this great record that you've released. And is there a theme or story that runs throughout the tracks on the album?
No, not particularly. They're just, you know, the songs we wrote. It's not particularly concept heavy. More about like just, you know, there's a few fuck yous and a few good jobs. I don't know what the opposite of fuck you is. I don't know if I'm even supposed to say that. I'm sorry.
I think good job is probably a suitable opposite. And
yeah, sure.
So you've probably been asked this a bunch, but I have to ask, the title of the album, does it have a meaning?
It's onomatopoeic, mainly like when we were, you know, arranging a sort of skronky bit in a song. Be like, oh yeah, like play that part twice, like gank gank. Like we have an old song called No Radio on our last record that might embody that sound perhaps the best. But we were gonna call it Danks for Nothing. Decided that was a little pessimistic. it's like people ask if it's about like a reference to, I don't know, like gaming or something. Apparently it's to gank someone is when you gang up on someone in World of Warcraft, but I haven't logged enough hours with that game to be in the know to that lingo. It's also like, it means steal in England, I think. Which is what we do with our music.
Multiple meanings. Maybe it's a trend that'll catch on. Gank will be the new word of the day.
Yeah, hope so. Fingers crossed.
More with Alec in just a few minutes. We're heading back into the charts to bring you the number 9 spot this week. It's Louise Burns on the Earshot 20.
Number 9.
Louise Burns entering the top 20 this week at number 9, and Alec from the Danks is hanging out with us, and let's talk about tours and live shows. I know you've got some live dates in September around the Ontario area. Do you have any plans of hitting the road in the fall to the east or the west?
Yeah, we're hoping to hit Halifax Pop Explosion. We're still in heated negotiations. We're also doing Pop Montreal, I believe. Playing Supercrawl in Hamilton, their little festival at the end of the month. Not little, substantial. I think Yolo Tango's playing and Fucked Up. Yeah, so we got our fingers in a few pies, and hopefully some people want to have a nibble from said pies.
Very cool. And do you find the reception from this record is good overall from fans and people who are at shows or that see you and they know your music? And do you find that the reception is pretty warm from your release?
People are pretty wound up about it, and we're, you know, pretty stoked on, you know, what it became. And, you know, it came from pretty humble beginnings and, you know, exploded into something pretty ebullient. And we like playing the songs a lot live. We're not sick of them yet, so that's always good. We played a little, like, sort of total Much Music-y type, like, preteen event last week. And, you know, like, 12-year-olds were shouting to Broen, like, "How old are you?" and all this stuff. And we, you know, got a, like, street team out of it, like, got this mini army of preteen dank fans sort of working at whatever a street team does in 2013, I don't know. But yeah, people are, you know, pretty jazzed, I think.
They tweet and text furiously about things. I think that's probably what they do.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's moved into the E Street.
Yeah, you're all over the internet. All right, if you want to find out more about the Danks, it's thedanks.com, and you can get all kinds of information there. Check it out, a great website, and we'll tell you about the upcoming dates that they have on the dock as well. Alec, thanks for dropping us a line.
No sweat.
Here they are at number 8 this week on the Earshot charts. It's the Danks.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right, so what you heard there was the Danks, Experiment of Fiction, in at number 8. Before that, Louise Burns, Emerald Shatter, and kicking it off, you heard Boards of Canada, Reach for the Dead.
Yeah, and a big thanks to Alec from the Danks for joining us for the interview that he gave us. That was
an excellent interview.
Were you clapping for him?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was great.
He was a very good talker.
And you can really guide an interview as well.
Do you think?
Yeah, you're getting better at this game.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Actually, I was remarking to you that this is the 69th episode
of the
show, which is kind of remarkable.
And I'll be here for the 70th episode as well, I think.
You will. And you have, listen, on the air right now across the nation as it airs on whatever day it's on and at those other radio stations.
Right.
You are invited to sit in as a guest host for the 100th episode.
Whoa, that deserves a little bit of a clap, too.
You're invited.
And I might be doing something special on the air.
You might be.
Right.
I don't know what it would be, but...
Oh, you had an idea off the air. I'll remind you.
Okay. Off air, because it's not appropriate for on the air. Oh, man. All right. We've got a few more tracks to bring you before the hour is up, and we're going to do that in good fashion. Wayne's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, so in at number 7, we have Young Galaxy, Fall For You, and all the way up from number 17 to number 7, check it out.
All right, stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
Your soul.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right, so you just heard from Jay Arner, Broken Glass. Before that, in at number 7, Young Galaxy, Fall For You.
All right, if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums. Now we're into the top 10, and it is on. There are a lot of great tunes coming up Absolutely. In the next 5 albums as we hit into the top 5 and make our way to number 1. Wayne's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, so coming up next, we have Daft Punk and Motherboard, and in at number 4, The Ketamines, Thank Me Forever.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
And I was a little tired of wishing that I was. Now I'm feeling good again. I'm sleeping like I should.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right, so you heard from the Ketamines, Thank Me Forever. And before that, you heard the wonderful Daft Punk and Motherboard.
Imagine that. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is up and another show complete. Can't believe it, but it's going to be done. And Wayne's going to let you know now what's coming in at number 3.
All right, so in at number 3, we have Imaginary Cities, Sooner or Later.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 2.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right. And so what you just heard with Ostra, What We Done In at number one, back from number one last week.
Woo! What a move.
And before that, you heard Lightning Dust with a Loaded Gun, and they are up to number two from three. And who knows what's going to happen next week on the 70th episode.
I don't know. It could be big news.
Cliffhanger.
It could be big news. All right, that does it for the charts and for this show this week, and just a little bit of information about this show. If you're just tuning in, whatever works for you, it's the Earshot 20. You're counting down the top 20 albums every week from earshot-online.com. The show airs live and broadcasts out of and records out of St. John, New Brunswick. Local 107.3 FM, the campus radio station here. And it is from 4 to 6 p.m. on Fridays, every Friday, Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many of our Earshot partners. And some of those stations include Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CKUW in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, and then just up the road, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, Cortez Community Radio in Mason's Landing, BC, Caper Radio, Sydney, Nova Scotia, Kootenai Co-op Radio, and The Scope. We're also on radio4all.net, radio4all.net. That's where you can download the show, and you can podcast this show through iTunes, but no matter how you're listening to us and how you get the program or you're being exposed to it, we thank you very much for tuning in. Wayne, it's always a pleasure.
A thrill for me.
To co-host a show with you. And I guess I will be seeing you next week, because apparently 1 week was not long enough for Mr. Cleveland and his honeymoon. Yeah.
I'm doing the
old seven sign.
Yeah, holding up the seven.
Seven for the D's, eh? Seven D's. All right. Stick around. There's more great campus and community radio programming on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.